brothers and sisters in Christ, I ask you, is it actually well with your soul? Maybe in here for a time, it is. But what happens when you step outside of the boat? Is it always well with your soul? I submit to you that it is not all the time. And therefore, we must drown the demons with Jesus. That is why Jesus today is teaching us through his gospel. These are the kinds of things he does. Now, Jesus had healed demons prior to this event in Luke, and then he calms the storm, the waves and chaos, emotions of life. He had calmed, and then he says, come on, fellas, let's get into the boat and go to the other side. Now, when Jesus gets in boats, goes on water, and steps out on land, everything is for a purpose. So Jesus, in the boat, steps out of the boat and goes on land. Just like we will soon, after this church service, we'll have to go out back into the world. And so immediately, there is a guy who is naked and afraid. That's the first thing the disciples and Jesus see. Maybe the disciples didn't even get out of the boat when they saw that. They might have said, well, Jesus, we need to maybe get in and go back to the other side. No, but at this time, Jesus is already commanding the demons to come out of the man. And this whole naked and afraid bit reminds me of the Discovery show, Naked and Afraid. I never watched the whole episode, but that's because the premise of that is that a couple is left out in the wilderness to fend for themselves, and they're naked. And the difference there is that they get no help. Naked, afraid, and they get no help. That should remind us all the way back to the garden when Adam and Eve fell, and they were naked and afraid. They hid, and they needed help. Specifically, they needed to be clothed. And God did just that. So, the demon knows who Jesus is. He's calling him Son of the Most High. But let's go back. Let me give you some other examples, if you don't believe in demons, about what they could be in your life to not make your soul well. How about things when maybe friends or family members are in your presence or in your house and they just start a commotion, start cursing and swearing and just walk out on you. Something to that nature. How about a young girl who no longer wants to profess her faith as a Christian because she's getting bullied at school for being a Christian? Or it could be traumatizing events in a home. Something happened in someone's house and yet they still live there. But the whole presence of this evil, traumatic event happened in their home and they're still not at ease, is not well with their soul. I'm sure you have personal experiences you go on as well. These are demonic things. These are things that make us naked and afraid, that is vulnerable. But Jesus, after having commanded these demons to come out of him, asked what the demon's name was. He says, Legion. And that's actually Latin. And you say, well, why is the guy all of a sudden speaking Latin? It was a Roman territory, and legion goes with Roman soldiers. It was a legion of soldiers, a lot there. And they begged Jesus not to come, command them to go back where? To go back home to the abyss. That is where they came from. These demons do not want to go back where they came from. So they asked Jesus, hey, there's a whole bunch of pigs over there. Why don't you command us to go into there? And they beg Jesus to do that. Now, pigs is a whole big deal in the Bible because pigs are considered unclean. The Lord God had told the children of Israel at that time not to eat pigs. We know them as swine, and they were unclean. So the people there, they were flying on the walls thinking like, wow, that's gross stuff over there. Yeah, that's the perfect place to put these demons. Now, what does herdsmen and farmers usually feed pigs? known as slop, right? And slop is just really secondhand. It's a bunch of leftovers, the leftover food, and here you go, kids. Feed on the leftovers. And let me tell you this, folks, this is what the world outside on the land and the boat wants you to feed on. They want you to feed on their slop so that you can become unclean and so that your nakedness and afraidness does not bother them. They'll leave you alone as long as you're naked and afraid. But that's not what Jesus comes to do. Jesus actually gives permission. Wow, what a God we have, the mercy of grace. He even answers demons' requests to go out into the pigs. And it says that the demons came out of the man, entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. That word there in the Greek, Luke's writing, is actually the word for choke. So as they went into the depths of the water, they could not breathe anymore. They died of drowning, which was being choked. It's reminiscent of Jesus' parable with the seeds, the parable of the seeds and the one plant's being choked off. But here, what's going to happen? The herdsmen, that is literally the feeders. Herdsmen is a word for feeders. The feeders who feed the slop are going to not like what's going on. Why? That's their economy. The pigs is their herd, that's how they make their money, and they're all wiped out. And so they go and tell everybody, like, they just got rid of our everyday living, our way to survive. And the people come out to see what happens. They find the man whom their demons have gone out of now sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, folks, you say, well, what do I do when Jesus casts out the demons? What do I do to get my soul made well? You simply come and you sit at the feet of Jesus. Sitting at the feet of Jesus sparked the eyes of the disciples because that literally is the motion of discipleship. To come and sit at the feet of Jesus. This man becomes a disciple of Jesus. And then all the people that they're seeing are afraid. They're not afraid of the naked and the craziness and the breaking out of chains and this guy living in the tombs, which represents death. They're afraid when the man is sitting at the feet of Jesus. And it says here, the man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, with Jesus. Now, going back to words once again, Luke does not write the word regular man. Anthropos, where you get anthropology from, for the word man there. He uses a specific word. It doesn't just mean man. It's the word gentleman. It says, and the gentleman, the gentle man, now he was gentle, sitting at the feet of Jesus. He wants to stay with Jesus. Wow, of course. We all want to stay here. We want to stay with Jesus because this is where it is well with our soul. This is where he casts out the demons and the unclean. But Jesus has somewhere to be here still. And he goes away. But he says, no, you can't stay with me. But return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. And he did. He went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. Why doesn't he let the man stay with him? Why does Jesus go away? Jesus goes away because he has some more choking of demons to do, some more choking of death. And he does just that as he's headed to the cross. He chokes death and the power of hell. And then, instead of it choking Jesus rises on the third day and he breathes. Jesus breathes again and he comes to us because of all that. Now he can come to us in this boat, his church, and feed us, not with slop, but feed us with morsels and drips of immortality, so that it will be well with your soul. So when these things seize you, folks, you can cry out to Jesus, what do you have to do with me? And hear him say everything. I was choked for you. But I push you in the boat back. back with me because I stepped out there for you. It reverses our souls not being well so that it will be well with you because Jesus had made well with you. And that is why at the end of the service, at the dismissal, I say that God has now served you this day so that you can go in peace. You can go as gentlemen and gentlewomen and serve one another. Proof here in the gospel that Jesus does us that. He comes and serves so that you can then go out and serve and it be well with your soul. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now stand and confess your faith.